Welcome to episode 6 of the Gunslingers podcast from the Dennis Beverly podcast studio. I'm your host, Brennan Byrne, here with A.R. Boyd.
Hello, folks.
Interesting week in the NFL.
Yeah, it was much, I thought it was a better all-around slate of games this week. More intrigue, a little bit more scoring, I feel like. Maybe not, at least for my team, more scoring, so that's really all I care about.
That is all that matters. My team, not much scoring, but they got a dub, so.
Yeah, they beat the Packers. That's the best. Any team that beats the Packers is my favorite team that week. So Detroit takes the spot.
I like to hear that. So you're a Lions fan now is what you're saying.
I mean, I was, but this week it's kind of different. Kind of changes this week, yeah.
I do also have that. Whoever's playing the Packers, they're like my second favorite team.
Yep. Got to beat the Packers. Hate the Packers. Everything about them is the worst.
I want to see their demise.
And I think we are.
We're going to start with Frank Reich, but let's just go into our team's games, actually.
Yeah.
I want to hear your thoughts on the Bears game first.
The Bears game. Great offensive duel. And you don't get to say that a lot about Bears games. But yes, we put up 30 points probably the second time in the last 6 years. The only other time I remember putting up 30 points is Trubisky's 6-touchdown Buccaneers game in like 17. But other than that, I mean, our defense is terrible. Trash. Can't stop anything. Didn't expect them to slow down Waddle or Hill. It's just too much speed. I mean, yeah, Justin Fields looked like he's the guy. He can get it done running, and he had some nice, beautiful passes. I'm excited. The season's going the way I wanted it to. Justin Fields becoming slowly a star / superstar in this league while we are losing games and getting a top 10 pick. So it's a win-win for me.
I actually do have a Justin Fields stat for you.
Let's hear it.
This is from ESPN or NFL Next Gen Stats. Their most explosive rushers of the year. Number one with a explosive score of 95, Justin Fields. Number two, Travis Etienne with a score of 87.
Dang.
So they calculate that by, it's a composite score of each player based on top speed, average speed, number of big plays, and more, whatever that means.
Oh, yeah, and 99% of those runs are where he's running for his life, about to get sacked, and just makes magic happen.
Also, according to Next Gen Stats, he and Etienne are tied for the most carries exceeding 20 miles per hour with 5 each.
So that's a quarterback. That's a quarterback, folks. Lamar Jackson's not in there right now. We know Lamar's fast, but Justin Fields is just, he's a brute with speed.
Lamar is number 3 on the explosive score.
Dang it.
So two quarterbacks in the top 5, Derrick Henry and Chubb around that out.
That just shows where the NFL is today. You got to have, you ideally want to have a mobile quarterback.
Number 6 is Kyler Murray. So yes, 3 quarterbacks in the top 10.
I'm surprised Josh Allen isn't in there.
Mariota is. Josh Allen is not in the top 10.
Okay. There we go. Yeah, see? Those are all quarterbacks I would take besides probably not Mariota.
Yeah, nobody's taking Mariota.
Yeah, no one wants him. I'll take a pocket passer besides him.
I was excited about him to start the season, but he has not taken the leap I thought we would see. I thought he might hit that Geno Smith late career leap, but he has not done so.
Yeah, I would have picked him over reviving his career than Geno, but yeah, he just can't throw the ball. He's not accurate with it.
It's just not
He's a college quarterback who's made a nice little path for himself in the NFL. Made him some money, and this will probably be his last year starting.
And I kind of talked about it a little bit when the trades happened. I thought it was interesting that after they won, who did they beat? Did they beat the Patriots? And then they traded Robert Quinn and Roquan. Was that the game before? I thought it was a little interesting because they could be in the mix in the NFC.
I know they could.
They won
be.
Some games.
It looks like a 9-8 team might end up making the playoffs.
And it was a 3-point loss, right?
Yeah, 3-point loss.
It's tough to say that Roquan and Robert Quinn would make up 3 points, but the punt on the season when it seemed like they were trending up is a little bit odd. But for the future, they're going to be able to build around these guys.
Yes, so I'm very excited
works,
for the future.
It does seem like an interesting move after they seemed like they were trending up.
It did seem like they could have salvaged the season, but they're looking forward to the future, and I agree. Get draft picks, and let's build around Justin Fields. Now, I guess let's go to your Lions, who upset the Packers. I don't even know if you want to call it an upset, because the Packers are, I mean, they're trash this year, but
anytime
you can win over the Packers.
I did pick them to win.
You did do that?
Not an upset. And I also went back in the archives, because like, at first I thought it was the first time I'd picked them. It was actually the second time, and the first time was against the Washington football team, now known as the Commanders.
Mm.
So, if I picked them to win, I think it's just
you called
guaranteed
it.
To win it this
yeah,
way.
You called it. It's a guaranteed Brennan Locke. Lions will win if he picks them.
And it was fun. I mean, it wasn't a great game, but anytime you beat the Packers and make Aaron Rodgers look silly, it's...
Oh my gosh, yeah.
It's fun.
Three interceptions? I don't know the last time he threw three interceptions in a game.
And they all went to rookies? That's the best part.
Oh my, that's hilarious.
Two to Kirby Joseph, one to Aiden Hutchinson, that's...
Yeah, the Aiden Hutchinson was just bad play call and just bonehead mistake, but capitalized on it.
It was the first time a rookie safety produced a game with three pass breakups and two interceptions since Jarius Byrd in 2009.
Okay, there we go.
Kirby Joseph, hopefully the future of that position for the team. I would love to see that.
Is he from Illinois?
I have no idea, to be honest.
I think he might have been from Illinois. I don't know. All right, let's talk about Frank Reich and the Indianapolis Colts and what's going on there. They seem like they got stuff figured out.
The firing makes sense.
I agree with the firing, yeah.
They weren't looking good. But to hire Jeff Saturday is...
Leader
it's a head-scratcher, to say the least.
Leader of men, as people have described him the last 72 hours. Just the leader of men. And that's all you need in the NFL. No experience, just be a leader of men. And I hope he succeeds. Seems like a cool guy. Seems like players will play hard for him. And why not? Why not give him the head coaching job going forward, unless he goes 0-8?
What does the Rooney Rule only apply in the offseason?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I'm not 100% sure on that rule, but I think so, probably.
They have John Fox and Gus Bradley, two former head coaches on the staff, failed head coaches, but guys that know
experience
how to operate in that seat. They also have a teammate of Peyton Manning, Colts Ring of Honor member Reggie Wayne, already in the building as a wide receiver coach.
Oh, I didn't even know that.
So if you wanted to get a former Colts legend in the seat, you already had one in the building with NFL coaching experience. Jeff Saturday has no experience coaching past high school.
And he doesn't know any of the Titans play, or not Titans, Colts plays right now.
They also fired their offensive coordinator. Their play caller was an assistant to Frank Reich just 3 years ago. An assistant where he would just set up
coffees.
The tape for Frank Reich. Now he's your play caller.
I don't know. And they're still sticking with Sam Ellinger. That's good. That's good.
Apparently, during their last game before they hired Frank Reich, that was the first time Jim Irsay talked to Jeff Saturday. And he asked him what was wrong with their protection. And I think Saturday replied that he wasn't watching the game. But then a day later or 2 days later, he's the head coach.
That's crazy. Yeah, I don't know how you make that decision to just go hire an ESPN analyst at the time. I mean, obviously, great football player, has a Super Bowl, played with Peyton Manning and all the great Colts teams, but I don't know. It's weird. He just has high school coaching experience. But I'm rooting for him. I hope he gets it done.
I would like to see them turn it around because I think they should be better than they've been. But it is, I don't think it's likely.
No, more than likely not. Yeah, Colts are a mess. And another team that's in a mess now, the Raiders.
Actually, I have one more thing to say about Frank
Reich. Oh, yeah.
I do agree he should have been fired. But I want to take a look at his record through the years. 10-6 his first season there. They win a wild card game and lose to the Chiefs.
With Andrew Luck, right?
Yep. Lose Andrew Luck. They go 7-9 with Jacoby Brissett. Following year, 11-5 with Philip Rivers. That season, they were one play away from beating Buffalo in the wild card, you might remember.
Mm-hmm.
Then they go 9-8 with Carson Wentz, and we know how the wheels fell off at the end of that season. But I mean, Carson Wentz was just choking games away, in my opinion. And then now they start 3-5-1. Is he actually a bad coach?
I don't know. I think it was just a combination. His time just ran up there. It started to look really bad this season, and it's easier to get rid of your coach than just to say all your players suck and don't play well together.
That is true. That is the easier move. I would think he gets a job very soon, though.
Oh, I would agree. If he wants a job, I guarantee he'll get one next year as a head coach, unless he wants to go be an OC for a year or two.
And then, yeah, the Raiders.
Oh, yeah, the Raiders.
They're the next team to lose a head coach.
Yeah, Raiders, McDaniels is probably gone. It's probably a race between him and Cliff Kingsbury of Arizona. But, yeah, I mean, the Raiders just got more devastating news today, besides from the fact that they blew a 17-point lead to Jacksonville on Sunday.
Third of the year,
don't worry. But, yeah, Renfrow is now on IR and Waller is on IR. So all you have is Davante Adams, and that connection has not been consistent. Also, to top things off, everyone loves this. They had a midseason retire today in linebacker Blake Martinez.
Oh, man.
So I'm just guessing he had enough with the Raiders and said, I'm good. Not
worth it.
They also
just cut yesterday their former first-round pick safety, Jonathan Abrams.
I did see that, yes. Who picked him up? The Packers got him, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, of course, yes. But yeah, they can't. All their first-round picks in like the last 5 years, I swear, they cut them, they get arrested, or they're gone.
Yep.
Yep. It's amazing. Their drafting record is just phenomenally terrible.
To circle back to the Colts a little bit, it's almost like hiring a talking head from the television might not be the best course of action. Mike Mayock did not pay off.
Yep.
And we'll see if Jeff Saturday can buck the trend here.
Who knows? NFL's been weird. A lot of drama and weird stories so far through this halfway point. Want to get down into some games this week?
Yes, sir. Tonight's matchup, Atlanta and Carolina. Oof. Division game.
Oh, no.
Could this be for the division lead? I think if Atlanta stays in the lead if they win, I don't think Carolina can jump, though.
I think Tampa Bay's in the lead now.
Oh, are they?
Because the Falcons blew that lead last week, the double fumble.
Oh, that's right.
Yes, they can tie Tampa Bay with this win. And also the Saints can tie this week with a win if Tampa Bay loses.
And Carolina would have been if they didn't blow their game.
Oh, yeah, the Hail Mary.
DJ Walker Hail Mary game.
Which shouldn't have been called back because DJ Moore was off the field when he took his helmet off. That was dumb. But, yeah, ex-Bear kicker who missed that kick for him. But, yeah, this game, Falcons and Panthers, I mean, honestly, if you want to skip a Thursday night football game, this might be it. Or this might be a nice, scrappy little... I don't know. I don't know how this game's going to go. I know the Panthers are wearing their black jerseys, so that'll look cool.
Oh, I was going to pick the Falcons until you said that. I did not know that.
Yeah, they got the black helmets. They're going Black Panther today, which is fitting because Black Panther comes out tomorrow.
Oh, okay. I'm switching my pick to the Panthers. You just sold me.
I know. I kind of sold myself, but I'm still going Falcons. I'm still going Falcons.
I do still enjoy watching the Falcons offense for some reason. I do like just a team that is completely dedicated to running the football. It's it's enjoyable, even though it might not be the best way to win football games for them. But
they do in a bunch of ways, though. It makes running look cool when they get yardage. But yeah, I don't know. I think PJ Walker's starting again for the Panthers after getting benched last week and Baker coming in and throwing two TDs in the second half. And they're like, nah, we don't want you still.
I'm actually really taking the Falcons. I can't do the joke pick. I take these too serious.
All right. Excuse me. I need some water. All right. Next game. Seahawks and the Buccaneers. I am taking the Seahawks. I've got confidence in Geno Smith now. It's only taken me 10 weeks of the season, but I got confidence. But this will probably be the week he doesn't perform.
I just can't pick against the Seahawks right now. I do think... That Rams win could be the tipping point for the Buccaneers season, and they could start trending up. But
still
they still both
game.
Looked bad.
That was ugly. Yeah, both those teams are just—it's not good to watch. It's terrible. They make offense look hard right now, and I should know that. I've been a Bears fan my whole life. All right, so we both got the Seahawks for that.
Yep,
Hawk Nation, 12th man. Let's go. All right, Vikings and Bills. This might be the best game of the day. I would agree. I would agree with myself. Best game of the day.
Yeah, I think I'd have to agree as well. Think Chargers, San Francisco is two good teams, but
I think 49ers.
That's going to be a tough game to watch. I have a feeling, but yeah. I would say this is the best game. If you're going to watch one game all week, I think this is the one.
Yes, and it's a 1 o'clock game too. So There you go. Usually 1 o'clock don't have the best, but I'm going to pick the Bills in this one. Even if Josh Allen is out, Stephon Diggs going to...
Diggs revenge game. I think this has been talked up as Jefferson versus Diggs. I think they should have to cover each other in this game.
That'd be awesome.
I think they should be going one-on-one, both sides of the field, the whole game. That's what I really want to see. That's how the NFL should evolve.
Just best players one-on-one each other the whole game. Who do you think would win that? Who do you think is better at cornerback? I would go Diggs. You know, he's got his brother.
I think... Oh, that's a good point. I was going to go Jefferson, but yeah, he definitely already has that in the family. Dang.
Right, Diggs.
Yeah, I think you have to go Diggs.
You got to go Diggs.
I'm going to take Minnesota because I am a little bit concerned about the elbow injury. I hope he's fine for Josh Allen I'm talking about.
Yeah,
I hope
he's fine.
But I think I'm going to go Minnesota, even though I still don't completely buy into them.
I don't either. They're a weird team. All right, next game. Game of the week for us.
Yeah, the actual best game of the week.
Actual best game. Possible if you want to wager, put a bet on this game. We got the Lions and the Bears.
I'm not picking the Bears just because for the purpose of this podcast.
But would you?
I would, yes, because I think Justin Fields is trending towards being an absolute stud.
I agree with that take. I am also taking the Bears, but I think it's going to be a close game.
It should be a fun game
to watch. Which is hard to say about these two because the last few matchups have not been fun.
It does seem like the Lions' defense is trending up a little bit, little by little. But Fields is, you just can't contain him.
He's good. I don't know. Hutchinson, he's seen him a little bit.
Maybe that is true.
Maybe he can contain him on the outside a bit.
I don't know.
It's not like the Bears have the best offensive line.
That is true also. The Lions still struggle to get pressure, though.
If they struggle this week, then it's going to be bad because we got one of the worst lines in the league. But yeah, I think it's going to be a fun game. I think it'll be like a low 30s, high 20s each team. Just a shootout. An old-fashioned Lions-Bears shootout. All right, and one last note about the Lions-Bears game. It is also a brother matchup. We got the St. Browns going at it.
I can't wait to see John Brown out there with his double jersey.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, talking about... what was he talking about on HBO? He took a random shot at Kevin Durant. He's like, Kevin Durant don't do calf raises.
Yeah,
that'll be hilarious. I mean, hopefully... I don't know. The one on the Bears, I forget his first name right now, but he can't catch the ball.
Equanimeous?
Yeah, Equanimeous. I mean, I wish we had his brother.
They have... I mean, the family has some great names. I think the best part is that St. Brown isn't their real last name, but he just decided to add the Saint to his children. That's awesome.
Oh, their real last name is just Brown?
Yep.
Oh, that's perfect. Yes, St. Brown just sounds like 10 times better.
Dad, John Brown, I think he was...
What a legend, dude. He just knew his children were going to be in the league. We're going to make them St. Brown.
What was... what's the like weightlifting...
Oh, he was a pro bodybuilder... Yeah, he was Mr. Olympia?
What it's called, Mr. Olympia. I could not remember what it's called, yeah.
He was like one or two-time Mr. Olympia. He was a huge dude. Respect, the whole family.
And doesn't let his kids drink water when they lift weights. He's awesome.
Yeah, that's true. That is true. That is a good point. Don't drink water
when you can't argue with it if they're in the NFL.
No, you can't at all. Props to him. Props to that family. Next game up, we got Denver and Tennessee. I mean, I'm going to take the Titans just because I don't think Denver's got a good defense, but I'm still going to trust in Derrick Henry more than I trust in Russell Wilson right now.
This is definitely going to be a defensive battle. I'm going to take the Titans as well. This one could be a very boring watch.
Yeah, this will not be on my TV. Next game, Jacksonville and Kansas City. This should be a blowout, but I honestly think this is going to be a scrappy, close game, but I do believe Kansas City will come out on top.
This is my... Gunslinger guarantee of the week.
Yeah. Kansas City over Jacksonville?
Yep.
All right.
I don't even know what the spread is, but I'll take it. We should mention that I did lose my...
You did lose your spread
my guarantee
game
last week. I think they won by 12. They had to win by 14. That was brutal.
Yes. I think I got mine. Vikings won... they won by 3, and I think the spread was 3.5.
Oh,
never mind.
We both.
They won by 3.
Those are bad beats.
Those are not great ones. All right, in Cleveland over Miami. No, Cleveland at Miami, not over. Definitely not over Miami. You know what? I'm going to do my gunslinger guarantee on this game. Miami beats Cleveland. Sorry, Browns fans. It's not your year. Maybe next year.
I would like to see them be out of the playoff race before Watson comes back. Because I do have a feeling that he's going to go crazy when he comes back.
Oh, yeah. He's good. He's a good football player. There's no doubting that. He's good to watch. He's just not a good person.
And Tua could slingshot himself to first place in the MVP race this game.
I can see that. He puts up like consistently almost 300 yards a game.
Still have not lost when he finishes a game as starter.
No. Honestly, if I had to pick an MVP, I think Tyreek Hill might win it.
Ooh. I would like to see that happen. I just don't think they'll ever give it to a wide receiver.
No, but he's just over 1,000 yards already, and if he just continues on this pace, I don't know. Hopefully, maybe one day.
He is on pace to break records, shatter some records.
Shatter records. Yeah, he's just explosive. Next game, Houston versus the New York Football Giants. I think this will be a poop fest, but I'm going to take the Giants.
I'm taking the Giants as well. I can't pick against them, and I definitely can't pick the Texans.
So. No, not the Texans. Sorry, Lovie Smith. I love you, but you're probably going to be fired after this year. Then New Orleans at Pittsburgh, another probably unwatchable game. I'm going to take the Saints, unless they're T.J. Watt's back, and I didn't hear about that.
I don't think Pittsburgh.
T.J. Watt's back, Pittsburgh, but I don't think he is, so New Orleans.
I'm going to take the Saints as well. Mike Tomlin is hinting at Jaylen Warren possibly being able to take over as feature back there. That'd be interesting to see.
You think they trade Najee or just don't pick up his fifth year whenever it comes around or whatever that is?
I would be interested to see what they could get for him out of a trade. I would assume they just don't pick up the option.
I would, if I were them, I would try to trade him because he's not doing anything behind that line. And I think you could probably get a third.
If you get something out of him, I've never been a believer in him, and he's obviously been terrible this year. So if I was running the show, I would ship him out.
Oh, so those Alabama running backs, I feel like every other is a hit or miss.
Well, yeah, this is the Trent Richardson year.
The Trent Richardson, aw. Oh, that's mean. Anyways, we got the Indianapolis Colts and the Las Vegas Raiders. This is like two just franchises on fire right now. Meeting up in a dumpster, and someone calls Smokey the Bear because it's going to be a huge just
Please put this fire out.
But I'm going to take the Colts just based on Jeff Saturday's last press conference I watched. It fired me up.
I'm going to take the Colts as well. As much shit as I've been giving them for hiring Jeff Saturday, I do think there is something to the interim head coach bump. And even if they don't win another game the rest of the season, I think this game they'll have some juice.
True. Also, Vegas let me down last week, and I said that was the last freaking week I was going to take them if they lost. They had a 17-point lead, and they blew it, so I'm off the Vegas Raiders. They are dead to me.
What was it before this year? They had 5 17-point leads?
In like franchise history, yep, and it's been
three this year.
That's good job, Josh McDaniels. You're fantastic.
I think it's he probably should have just been a Patriots lifer and just stayed there as long as he possibly could.
If I was him, I would be hoping to get fired just so I can go be the OC at Patriots for the last couple games. Yeah, 100%. All right, next game, we got the Dallas Cowboys at Green Bay Packers. Screw the Packers, Dallas by 21.
Yeah, I can't wait to watch this game and just watch Micah Parsons live in the backfield.
I want to see Aaron Rodgers just get sacked like six times.
Hope this is a blowout.
Just him crying. Aaron Rodgers crying. Cameras up in his face, zoomed in after the game, walking off the field.
Now, I would never wish an injury on a player.
No.
But I will say Shea McClellan is my favorite Bear of all time. that's all I'll say.
That's all that needs to be said. Next game, another division matchup between two letdown teams, Arizona Cardinals and the Los Angeles Rams. I don't even know who to pick for this game. They're both kind of the same. They got good names on their rosters, but they are not a good team.
Yeah. Yeah, this is head scratcher.
It's a coin flip for me. I'm going to go Rams.
I'm going Rams as well because I just can't give up on Stafford and McVay. But
I feel like everyone on Arizona hates Kyler now. You saw him and DeAndre getting into a running or a yelling match. He was yelling at another wide receiver. And I think the Call of Duty jokes have just gotten to that team. It's broken them down.
I think Kyler also gets upset too fast. I think there's nothing wrong with being passionate and wanting to win, but
he's got the Napoleon syndrome.
Yeah.
He's such a little dude. He's just
something can go wrong in the first quarter and then he seems to lose it.
Yeah, he just hangs up. He gets hung up about stuff that happens besides just letting it go like a lot of quarterbacks do. Then we got the Sunday night game. which is also probably my number two game outside of Detroit and Chicago in the Buffalo and Vikings game, but Los Angeles Chargers and the San Francisco 49ers. I'm going to take the 49ers. I think their offense is going to be pretty hard to stop now with McCaffrey, and they just came off a bye week.
I'm taking them as well. The Chargers just have not shown me much. Even though they are currently in the in a playoff spot in the AFC, it's hard to believe because they have looked bad.
Yeah, what is their record? I feel like they've lost like four or three in a row.
They're 5-3.
Yeah, they've had to lose like three in a row because it's not been pretty.
Even the games they've won, they haven't looked great in. Herbert's, I think his ribs are just Swiss cheese.
They have to be messed up because they're not taking any deep shots down the field, and he's the best. He's got the best arm besides Josh Allen in the league.
Williams will still be out. I don't know if Keenan Allen's going to play. Done for the season. They could go on a major slide.
They could. This is like every Chargers season, though. Injuries. Hype, then injuries.
Truly.
Then next year. But yeah, 49ers, I got them for sure. Then our Monday night matchup. I don't know if this will be a good game, but it's a game. The Washington Commanders and the Philadelphia Eagles.
NFC East games always seem to be entertaining.
That is true. That is true.
I mean, I'm not going to pick against the Eagles until they actually lose.
I agree. Yeah, definitely I'm not picking the Commanders over them this year, especially with the team about to be for sale and everything.
That's the best thing that ever could happen to them, though. True. Oh, that's the other news that
Snyder is they just got... you're getting sued. Dan Snyder, the NFL, and something else by some government agency.
I think it's the Washington, D.C. Attorney General?
Yes, I believe that's right. Office? But yeah, there's a whole group of people getting sued, starting with Dan Snyder. And I'm pretty sure Roger Goodell's in there, too.
Snyder is a notorious scumbag.
Yep.
I believe he made his money by lying to immigrant families and locking them into, I think, like predatory loans. I'm kind of talking out of my ass here, but you have to look into that yourself. But I think that's how he made his money.
I wouldn't doubt it. Scumbag. Shady ways. Yeah, so go Eagles. Bird Nation.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
Fly, Eagles, fly.
E-A-G-L-E-S.
Eagles. Oh, heartbreaker for Philly, too, for the World Series.
This is a Philadelphia revenge game.
Yeah, they gotta just get the spirit back for the city of Philadelphia.
Did you see that they were the first city to lose a professional sports championship in two different sports in the same day?
No, I didn't.
They also lost
the MLS soccer. Cup. Yeah, soccer. Dang, that's a heartbreaker.
Yeah, that's brutal.
I don't know which one they're more upset about, but
I would have to guess soccer.
I would assume so. The Eagles got to win it for them this year. It has to be Eagles Super Bowl. That city's going to burn. Three losses of championships.
Grease up those flagpoles.
Get them out.
Anything else before we wrap up?
I think that's pretty much it. Go Bears, bear down.
I'll say it. One pride. They beat the Packers. Hey. I got to say it. It's the first time of the year.
Yes.